Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I am Ross, joined by my co-host, Jeremy. Today, we reminisce about the holidays, exchange gifts, and talk about the night before. We also get into our giveaway that many of you entered in, and we're so grateful for everyone that listens to the podcast. Thank you very much. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and enjoy the show.
Holidays. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and late Thanksgiving. If you still haven't celebrated Thanksgiving, you know, people are busy.
I hope everyone got what they wanted.
And if you didn't, you're an adult. You can get past it.
Some people can't.
Yeah.
But Santa came to our little studio here, AKA the spare bedroom, and he brought something for you.
Oh, for me?
I woke up in the morning. I went out to the tree, saw a bunch of presents under there. I was super excited.
A bunch of presents.
And then one of them, I was excited. I looked at it and it said Jay Bird on it.
Yeah, at first you're like, who's this? Who's Jay Bird? Yeah,
no, I knew right away.
You know it was me.
I knew right away. I was like, son of a bitch, Santa! God damn it! All right, well, I got it right here for you.
Oh, you want me to open it?
Yeah, open it right now. Do it.
Sure I'm allowed?
Yeah. At Christmas, it's all like, right. it's Wednesday.
Can you hear the wrapper? Can you hear this? Yeah, I won't do it too loud. Oh, wait. Oh, I forgot. Hey, Santa, he dropped me off like 50 bucks, and he's like, hey, you should probably get Ross something for Christmas, so.
You talked to Santa?
I did.
You saw Santa?
He called me on the cell phone.
Jesus.
I have him in my contacts, just in case.
Oh.
And he's like, here's 50 bucks, you know, we'll use most of it to get yourself something to eat.
Okay. Taco Bell.
And then spend, no, I'm not eating Taco Bell till January 1st. That's when my year of no Taco Bell's over.
You haven't had Taco Bell at all this year?
No, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Chicken quesadilla,
I haven't had
maybe.
McDonald's in like 2 years.
I don't believe that, but.
No, I haven't.
And so, you know, I treated myself to a nice lunch, and then with the spare change I had left over, I bought you something.
Okay.
It's right there, poorly wrapped in a Target ad and a Best Buy bag.
Okay. All right. Well, you do yours first.
Oh, okay. This is a good wrapping job.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. Well, I mean, Santa's elves are really good.
Snap. Oh, man. Oh, my God. This is what I think it is. Is this Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Oh, my God.
I wrapped up Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dr. Smolder Bravestone from the hit movie Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, what is it? Tell the beautiful
people.
It's a
Dwayne The Rock Johnson Funko Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking all muscly and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that, just perfect mulatto skin tone. There's something about it. I love it. Oh, thank you.
All right.
Or no, thank you, Santa.
Thanks, Santa. He doesn't get enough credit.
Wink.
I see you.
I'm going to put him behind me so he can help me podcast.
All right.
Look at those muscles for inspiration.
Now we're going to open up this.
Should have taken a picture of it.
It's such a torn apart, just wrapped in a Target ad. There's no tape on it.
I literally did it in the car right before I came in.
Oh, and then there's a Best Buy bag underneath. So I'll open this up. And look what we got here. We got a $25. Whoa, Regal gift card.
It's the gift of movies.
Wow. So you spent the other 25 on
Wendy's.
Food. Wendy's, not Taco Bell.
You can easily spend $25 at Wendy's.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. I figured
that's great.
You love seeing movies.
I do.
I love it when you can see movies.
I do. I thought about getting you like a gift card too.
Oh no, I would take this any day over a gift card.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought about getting a gift card and I was like, it's kind of, I don't want to get you something like.
No. Do you want to hear what I was going to get you? Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
How cool this was at Target. I don't know why I hesitated. Mm-hmm. They had a little thing. It was called the Wisdoms of Yoda. It was a little Yoda statue on a rock with a little booklet. For each day of the year, there was a Yoda saying.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I hesitated, and then they sold out.
I was trying to find the Chewbacca holding the porg for you, yeah.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. You know, but then I saw that and I was like, this will do.
Now, guess how many Rock Funko Pops I have now?
Four.
Two.
Okay. What's the other one? Fast and Furious?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hobbs.
Santa also came for all of you guys.
Santa didn't do this. We did. We're not going to give him any credit.
Everyone that entered in the giveaway that we had, I just want to say thank you for everyone that retweeted all the tweets that I sent out that were probably annoying, and everyone that followed the Twitter,
which I am in charge of,
and everyone that actually listens.
Yeah, if you listen, you're a good person.
Yeah, thank you. You
should tell your friends that don't listen that they're bad people.
Well, tell them that they're bad people, but that can be rectified by listening.
Easily rectified. Yes.
So I just thank you from both of us very much.
Thank you.
So we had 30 people that entered.
Wow.
Some people did both. They like retweeted and followed and did other, you know, retweeted more. So I put their names in there more. So not like 30 people.
We want to mention that this is a complete mystery movie grab bag.
Okay.
And they're all DVDs, so don't expect high quality.
Yeah, this is just a little like,
it's fun.
It's free, so you can't complain about it. It's free.
There's something fun about
it. All right, get off my back.
No, I'm saying there's something fun about getting like a mystery, like you're not knowing what you're going to get.
So we don't tell them? You don't want to tell them?
We shouldn't tell them.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Because once we tell them, they'll be like, oh,
because it just makes, like, if someone's like, oh, I'm going to send you like if someone's just like, I'm going to send you a pair of socks, I'm like, I want socks, but they're like mystery socks.
But
like,
what if?
Oh, hell yeah!
So it's like one of those subscription boxes, like a
loot crate. Yes,
this is the Not New Movie Review loot crate.
Hell yeah!
Non-sponsored by loot crate.
Yeah, loot crate has nothing to do with this.
Okay, so yeah, we had 30 entries. So we're gonna use the Siri gods to determine who gets these.
Plus the Apple gods.
Yeah, the Apple Siri gods. Okay. Pick a number 1 through 30.
The answer is 15.
All right, 15 is Dalbaz 17.
Okay.
Pick a number 1 through 29.
It's 18.
Oh, 18? Gordon Don.
Hey.
Gordon. Good job, Gordon Don. Pick a number 1 through 28.
The answer is 2.
2. Zach C. Erickson 64.
Hey.
All right, you guys, the three of you. That was great, guys. We will send out your mystery not new movie review loot crate in January sometime.
Yeah.
So you'll get them in January.
Or February, you know.
Oh, you're telling them you're lazy?
I'm just saying. You never know. Things happen, you know.
Well, expect them in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Before the end of 2018.
Yeah, okay, that's a good... Yes. Yeah, before the end of 2018, you will get your mystery movie. But on this day, a year ago, I saw in my time hop...
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Fisher... Our princess,
our general.
Yeah. She passed away. She did all the drugs.
Oh, come on, man.
What?
I know it's a fact, but you don't need to bring it up.
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, okay. So, well, I think we should talk.
She's very special.
Yes.
Very special lady.
Yes.
And we miss her.
Yes, yeah. And the Last Jedi was a great
farewell
with her in there. I think we should talk a little Star Wars before we get into the main course here. So we both watched this.
Does it have an official name or is it just the making of?
It does. It does have an official name.
We're going to get you the official name. It's a documentary involving Star Wars.
It does have an official name. It's called The Beginning, Making Episode 1.
Wow.
Directed by John Schenck. And it's only an hour and 6 minutes long, so yeah. I honestly
would have watched a longer version.
It's
all about the making of the Phantom Menace from like the beginning. George, you know, his story, not storyboard, stare.
What?
Oh my god.
What is it?
Storyboards.
Okay.
And explaining his ideas all the way through production to like the very end of the process.
Screening. So the beginning where it was going through, everyone was excited.
Oh yeah, he's how about the beginning where he's like I'm going to use this marker to show you what's going to be digital effects.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's covering like almost entire frames, and like you look at the visual effects supervisor's eyes and they're like, what?
Right, yeah, yeah.
One guy's like, oh man, I don't...
But the thing I liked about this documentary is that it shows... it's like there's so much hope. There's so much hope in the beginning. And then, like, it actually makes me appreciate The Phantom Menace...
A little bit more.
More in the beginning. Well,
makes me appreciate George Lucas more. I feel like he...
No, it makes me appreciate George Lucas less.
Less?
Yeah.
I think... Why?
So in the beginning,
yeah.
I appreciate The Phantom Menace more because they're working so hard on it. Everyone's pumped. And then, like, midway through, like, when they're in their production period, I remember the result that we got. And I'm like, and then I remember... Well, and then George says something at the end. That he goes when they screen the movie him. Like, he looks around to everyone like tentatively, and he's like,
"This doesn't make any sense."
He goes, "I think I might have went too far, guys." And I burst out laughing at that part because I'm like, "You think?"
But then the hilarious thing is the final shot is him starting to write episode 2.
Yeah, but also I don't understand, because if he thought he went too far with episode 1, why do we get 2 and 3 the exact same? So that's why I think of George.
I don't think less of him. I think
he's just equal.
He's just a little too. You saw it's almost like an insight into the mind of a man whose ambition was too big. You know.
Yeah.
He saw those T-Rexes in Jurassic Park, and he's like, I can do a whole movie like that.
Yeah,
see Spielberg at one point.
He's pumped. Spielberg is so excited for The Phantom Menace.
He's pumped for it. Everyone was.
Yeah, I know. But he spent millions of dollars just on Jar Jar.
Oh, yeah. The most infamous line from this documentary is at one point he says, Jar Jar is the key to all of this.
Yeah. But he spent like millions on a live action version, and then millions on people making a fully digital version.
That poor guy.
And then he goes, I know, because there's one part where he goes, someone goes, oh, who do you play? And he goes, oh, I play Jar Jar. And I'm like, there's no way he like walks around saying that today.
I like the insight into the casting of Jake Lloyd as young Anakin.
Yeah, yeah, it's that was good. Cool. Yeah.
And then you can see, like, George getting frustrated with him on set a little bit because he keeps getting his lines wrong and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then Ewan McGregor.
Oh, he's super pumped. Excited. He might be the most excited one to be there. He's pumped.
He was like, I'm playing young Obi-Wan.
I didn't realize he's Scottish. Like, he comes in and they're, like, cutting his hair into the braids, and he's like, oh.
Yeah. So, a good documentary.
It's fascinating.
It's free on YouTube.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend it, even if you don't like The Phantom Menace. Like, it's a good documentary. It kind of gives you a
look. The best part is seeing the opening night at the end. And, like, the hope is there.
Such a false hope that I felt.
Well, there's hilarious. There's one.
I'm like, these people are seconds away from watching.
No, but the funny thing is there's a famous, like, you can watch it on YouTube. It's a collection of, like, first reactions after the movie.
Oh.
And almost the entire video, it's positive. Like, oh, that was amazing. I'm going to see it again. And then at the very end, there's one guy like, nope. And the guy's like, you didn't like it? Nope. 2 thumbs down. Could not stand it. And then that's how the video ends. Like at the very end.
Should we watch it?
We could, but do you want to?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a huge deal for me. I was sick from school today.
Some of these people are definitely weird looking.
A few people here already, and there was a deal. Like, wow, the first one. Well, it's Star Wars. Like, the original trilogy was just so phenomenal.
He looks like a douche.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a Star Wars fan.
Grabbing history and maybe going with it and becoming part and giving a story to our children.
It's going to be one of the many This lady's crazy.
Oh my god.
This hype.
I'm so sorry, lady.
Yeah.
That's really not that long of a wait, man. Oh my god. It's so depressing.
Oh my god. They're like setting it up for failure.
This guy's tearing up.
Loved
damn.
It.
Fired.
Fantastic. Go see it as quick as you can.
Oh, God.
It was good, dude. It was really good.
So worth it. So worth it.
They're going to love it. They're going to go nuts. It was amazing.
I couldn't get enough of it. I want to see it again already.
It was amazing. Jesus. It was everything I thought it was
going to
be more.
Non-stop.
Non-stop. The Liam Neeson movie.
A lot of action, a lot of noise. It was cool.
And Lucy Liu.
It was intense. It was incredible. I loved it. It was awesome.
We got tickets for the 9 a.m. show. We can stick around and see it again.
I thought it was better Return of the Jedi, personally. So.
Whoa.
I like the special effects.
Those are fighting words.
Really they really job. Are.
I think the little Anakin Skywalker, and everyone's going to say it, stole that movie. Thumbs up.
God, I'd put my feet up if I could.
just wait for it.
A very good movie.
We've waited 16 years for this moment. An unbiased opinion, how's the film?
This is a stormtrooper. He's biased.
Because all the guys were new and you didn't really know how everything fit together before.
So intense. I mean, my heart was beating. It's still beating now.
Yeah, the pod race will do that to you.
Literally. Yeah.
With the wife?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite?
Pandemonium. Everybody was out there just screaming and yelling. When Lucasfilm logo came up and 20th Century Fox came up, that was the best.
I like Darth Vader.
Like, oh, okay. He's a little kid.
Hey, it's in sync.
What?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I have a funny story about that.
It'll be a great
after this.
Movie 20 years from now. It'll be part of 6 great movies. Unless the next 2 really suck.
Oh! Okay.
Freaking Shaq. The only opinion that matters.
Shaq thinks Lucas did a fabulous job quoting that, so he's gonna watch it a couple more times.
Oh god.
He always messed up, but he ended up helping his army and stuff.
Thumbs way down.
You didn't like it.
No, I think I deserve a public apology from George Lucas.
Oh man. That's funny.
I don't know, I can't remember if it was NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys. When they were making Attack of the Clones, George Lucas announced that he was going to have one of them do cameos, because they were big at the time.
Yeah.
But the fans, like, were so mad, like, on the internet, that he canceled it. So it just goes to show that fandoms can be babies.
Yeah, I think it is.
All of history.
I think it is the best out of the prequels.
Oh, it's the one that feels the most like a real movie.
Yeah. Like, I think all the fandom stuff has kind of changed too, with like all the internet and everything. Like, we can like reserve seats and all that stuff. There's not as much waiting in line.
Oh yeah, it's not as insane. Which like, kind of sucks. It would be cool to experience that.
People don't dress up anymore. Unless
when we went for Force Awakens, there was a couple of Leias, and then did you see that Padme? Do you remember that? You know, Attack of the Clones, when she's wearing like the white suit and she gets the back scratch. There was a girl walking around with like the scratches in her back.
Yeah, I've seen I actually saw these this couple of they were little people.
Oh yeah.
And they were dressed up as Ewoks.
That was awesome.
That was so cool.
Do you remember when we were walking from the parking lot to see The Force Awakens and that guy was running to his car with his lightsaber? He's like, "No lightsabers allowed."
Yeah, yeah. But when I went to go see The Last Jedi and the logos came up and some people started cheering, like half the theater was like woo, and then the other half
exciting.
The other half was like shut up, like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah, you
like you're
cheer.
Here
one of my best memories is my babysitter's husband took like all the kids at the babysitters to go see Revenge of the Sith opening night, And I don't know why he did this specifically, but when, like, the opening cross, like, the like, everyone started cheering, he just turned to me and we high-fived. Me, my babysitter's husband, I was just like, yeah! Star Wars!
But yeah, that Star Wars documentary, free on YouTube, guys.
It's good.
Go check it out.
Go watch it and then go watch The Last Jedi.
Shall we get back to Christmas?
Oh yeah, Christmas. Well, we should be honest. Let's not lie to our listeners. Like, there's an illusion. Christmas already happened.
Christmas. But, yeah, it's only a couple days. It's still Christmas week.
This is our holiday episode.
It's Christmas week.
Yeah. You listen to this New Year's Eve, you know? Not nothing to do like us. Or like me,
yeah.
But you might do something. But
yeah, so we watched, and maybe you watched too, The Night Before.
Which I think is, it could become a new modern classic.
It's such a good holiday movie.
Isn't it so good?
Like, it needs to be in the ranks of like the Santa Claus and
Christmas
and the
Vacation.
Yeah.
It's such a perfect holiday comedy for our time.
Yeah.
Like,
it really is.
For what a modern comedy is when it comes to dick jokes and
mm-hmm. So the notable talent that we got in this movie, there's a lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Ethan, Seth Rogen plays Isaac, Anthony Mackie does a fantastic job.
He's great.
Plays Chris. Jillian Bell is Seth Rogen's wife, Betsy.
I think is such a perfect, like, they actually seem like they'd be husband and wife in real life.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't do the thing where, like, they could have given him, like, a super hot, like, supermodel girlfriend or wife, and you're like, there's no way Seth Rogen, but it's like, they actually seem like they could be dating in real life.
Lizzie Kaplan is Diana, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's love interest. Michael Shannon plays the
Mr. Green
Christmas ghost.
Who almost steals. He's the MVP of the
Angel
movie.
Oh yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah. Mindy Kaling plays Diana's friend Sarah. Alana Glazer plays, I wrote down, super fan.
She's the Grinch.
But yes, her credit on IMDb is
the Grinch.
Grinch. Yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah. Tracy Morgan is the narrator of the story. Nathan Fielder is a limo driver. James Franco. Yeah, his name is Joshua. James Franco, I wrote down, played himself because he really...
Oh, you gave away the big plot twist.
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We don't go in order.
What? What do you mean?
Because it's a big surprise.
That he's in it?
That's the punchline to the dick joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Miley Cyrus was in it as herself.
It's got everybody, you know?
Jason Mantzoukas was a drunk Santa. And then Randall Park was in it for a couple minutes. He was Joseph Gordon-Levitt's boss.
He's making him be more like an elf.
Yeah. So our story starts off with Tracy Morgan's voice.
He's a great narrator.
Oh, he's so good. Telling us that Ethan's parents passed away, and he's now an orphan. He rhymes it.
Oh, the rhymes are so... It feels like hip-hop rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much says, like, his parents were killed on Christmas Eve. And then we get, like, throwback, like, Seth Rogen with, like, the braided beard.
Yep, yeah.
And his friends come to... his friends, Anthony Mackie and Seth Rogen, come to comfort him.
Mm-hmm. So, Ethan is an orphan. Kind of all their character traits, they're kind of, it's all about them, like, facing their demons.
Yeah, it's
around
very
the
much,
holiday
it's very
season
much a modern adaptation of a Christmas Carol in a way.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
there's
yeah,
a lot of
sure.
Christmas stuff in there because you got the Grinch and you got,
yeah, but it's like, so Ethan is an orphan and he's kind of, he has,
yeah,
like, commitment issues.
Say he's an orphan a lot
because he is.
Is he an orphan?
So Ethan is an orphan. Isaac is not ready for kids.
No.
And
yeah, his wife's pregnant.
His wife's pregnant, and he's really not ready for kids. But he puts on this facade, like,
that he's
like,
right,
he wants to be the perfect husband or dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Chris is a football player who
Anthony Mackie.
Who abuses steroids.
Yeah.
So they have this tradition every year where
they get together
on Christmas
and they get drunk and
they go out and
they
do,
like,
a bunch
very
of stuff.
Specific traditions.
Yeah.
But every year, well, the one year they saw these extravagant people coming into a bar from having a great time and they find out about the mysterious Nutcracker Ball.
Yeah.
Which they, every year from then on, they like try as hard as they can to get an invitation to the Nutcracker Ball.
Yeah. And so everyone's kind of growing up now. Chris has his football career.
It's real famous.
Isaac is having a kid.
And he's a lawyer.
Yeah. And then Ethan is kind of like the one that's just kind of like...
He's stagnating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not like doing much. He's working as an elf.
Yeah, he's
at a Christmas party.
I think he's a good elf, though. I think he looks like an elf.
Yes, he does. He does have an elf-like face.
Yeah.
But I didn't catch the part where they said it later in the movie. But I didn't catch the first part. I guess where they said it was the last hangout ever.
Yeah, it's their last one.
Why did they give a reason?
Well, they're getting older, and like
that's why.
Well, like they feel like they're like enabling him to like revert back to like. Because, like, they became kind of like his pseudo-family, mm-hmm. So they feel like they're enabling him so that he can keep falling back on them. Like, he doesn't need to go anywhere in life, because it's like, oh, you know, I still got you guys, we can get drunk on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So it's like, they want to keep being his friend, but they want to help him move on, they want to help him move past it. They feel like if they keep perpetuating this tradition...
Yeah, okay.
It's a very complicated thing. It'd be like if, like, every year you and your friends drove to, like, the Grand Canyon, like, pissed off the side. Eventually, like, when you got to, like, have families and stuff, you'd have to be like, look, you know, we're still good friends, but we can't keep doing this.
So, Ethan was working as an elf. Maybe it's a yearly gig. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he does it every year.
Well, yeah.
So, he's working in the coat room, and someone comes in. And he notices three red tickets sticking out of a coat.
And guess what those tickets are for?
Tell me. Tell me what they're for.
The Nutcracker Ball.
Yep.
He steals those bad boys. Pretty much quits his job, which...
Just runs out.
Whenever I watch movies like this, I know there, you know, it's movie logic, and but I always think to myself, like, it is so expensive to live in New York City. How can you get by with a part-time job as an elf? and then you're just like, oh, I can... Yeah, I'm going to quit. Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll get a new job.
Mm-hmm.
It's movie logic, but I always think of that. I'm like, yeah. Man.
So I really like the editing of this movie.
Oh, it's really good.
It makes it so they all have independent stories, and it cuts in between them, like, so seamlessly.
Yeah, and then when they intertwine, like, it blends them together perfectly.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of bouncing around for this. Oh, but...
and can we just talk for a second about the cinematography of this movie?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who shot it, Brendan Trost, he like, works with, like he shot, like, This Is the End, The Interview,
yeah.
Neighbors. Like, he makes these, like, what could be, like, really mediocre-looking modern...
Yeah, they look
amazing.
He gives them a really high production value.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
Like, that scene with they're walking in with the sweaters and, like,
yep.
You know, he's got the big Star of David.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
So, Isaac, cuts to Isaac with his wife... And she knows that this is the last time that he's going to hang out with his friends. So she buys this box of every drug imaginable.
Cocaine.
Like acid.
Marijuana.
Shrooms. And then she gives it to him. And
tells him to go buck wild.
Yeah, just tells him to go crazy. But then she runs into him later and she's like...
Well, she doesn't want him to be around because it's her family.
Yeah, but she's saying she seems so pissed off, and I'm like, you're the one who did this to him. Like, why?
She didn't expect him to walk up to, like, midnight mass with Jesus' staff.
Well, what did he call Jesus?
What's his name? It's like Stuart. Like, well, Jesus, he comes across, this is further on in the movie, but at one point he's tripping.
He's like, I'm Oscar or something.
Oh, yeah, he finds a nativity scene.
Yeah.
And Jesus statue starts talking to him, and
yeah.
He hangs out with the talking sheepdogs.
Mm-hmm. So Isaac's wife, Betsy, gives him this box of drugs. Then we cut to Chris, who, what was he doing first? He was,
he's just, like, signing autographs.
Yeah, he's doing all the famous stuff.
Yeah, famous guy stuff. We see him inject the steroids.
He comes, okay, so he's on the phone with his mom because he has mother issues. Even though he's in New York City, he doesn't like to go see her because she makes him...
She parades him around.
Yeah, which, proud mom. I mean, he just doesn't get it.
Yeah, show me off.
So then they all meet up at... Isaac's, like, it's kind of like a family party.
Yeah. Well, it's Seth Rogen with the two little girls. They're like, you look funny. Or no, they're like, so you're not Christian? It's like, no, I'm Jewish. It's like, is that why you look funny?
I know. So then they all go outside and they're like, what is this? And Chris surprises them with a Red Bull limousine.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has its Red Bull like a sponsorship. Humvee limousine. Yeah.
And Nathan Fielder's the driver.
So they all get inside and then.
Well, before this, Chris or Seth Rogen and Anthony Mackie, I'm just going to use their actor name. They're talking before
their actor names?
Yeah.
You mean their real names?
Whatever. Before the Joseph Gordon-Levitt shows up, they're talking about how they're going to break it to him that it's the last year. But then, like, outside.
I missed that.
When they're all talking, he seems like he's okay. It has that awesome spin shot where it's spinning around him while they're in the circle.
What?
Like, when they first go outside and he's talking to him, like, I know this is our last night together, but it's, like, spinning around.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
And then he's like, it's great tradition, but I got tickets to the Nutcracker Ball, and then they go crazy.
So, their first tradition, I guess, is to go eat Chinese food.
No, the first thing, they do the thing, Tom Hanks from Big with the big piano.
Oh, the Kanye West.
The Kanye West song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it fits into the theme of the movie, you know, because he's... Chris or I don't know their fucking names. Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
Chris Isaac, and Ethan.
Ethan, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's trying to run away from his emotions.
Run
away by Kanye West.
Very deep.
And we get that. Just I already mentioned that beautiful all-time shot. Well, we have to mention their Christmas sweaters.
Yes, they have traditional Christmas sweaters.
Ethan's is just like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's is just like a fun normal Christmas sweater.
Yeah,
Anthony Mackie's has a black Santa on it.
Yeah,
which that comes up later, and then Seth Rogen's is giant Star of David on it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Someone compared it, like you've seen the movie Drive, where he's got the scorpion jacket.
Yeah,
someone's like just Seth Rogen's sweater in that movie is the Drive jacket for Jews.
So then they go to eat Chinese food, right?
Yeah.
So they go to eat Chinese food, and this is where Seth Rogen starts his drug.
Oh yeah,
escapade. He takes mushrooms in his ramen.
he does. He does that. Oh no, yeah, yeah, okay. Because he needs the cocaine later to balance him out.
Yeah, yeah. So then their second tradition, or their third, I guess, is to go to karaoke with a dance.
Hell yeah, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
It was so good.
It's so amazing,
such a good scene. And then, so they do this whole dance routine, and then Seth Rogen, the mushrooms start to kick in.
Oh, yeah.
So they're at this bar, and then he's freaking out. He's like, oh, God, are you guys sweating in here? What's going on?
And then Lizzie Kaplan and Mindy Kaling, who...
They show up at the bar.
Yeah, Lizzie Kaplan's Joseph Gordon-Levitt's ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
They show up, and then Mindy Kaling goes over to talk to Seth Rogen. At this point, he's, like, covered in sweat, and he's like, oh, my God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
And then he runs...
Are the lights messing you guys up, too? They're fucking bright.
Oh, and then at this point, Anthony Mackie's swarmed by his fans, too.
Yep.
But, he goes to the bathroom, and he's, like, slapping himself in the mirror. He's like, you got this.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Let me do a little bit of cocaine just to balance it out. He's like, snoring. He's like,
coke. And then he makes this video on his cell phone.
That's so funny.
He's yelling at his unborn baby.
He's like, this is a mistake. Like, put that baby in a basket. Ship it down the fucking river. And then I don't know.
You should just leave it somewhere.
You're like, fuck your little fucking baby arms and your fucking legs. Should we say, is it appropriate to say what he says at the very end?
We'll leave that for when they watch it. They know.
His baby award at the end.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, so then.
Makes me laugh so hard.
So then it cuts to.
No, he's talking to his future self, by the way.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
I'm
like,
having a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
While he's high on cocaine and mushrooms.
So then it cuts to Chris meeting a super fan outside.
Played by Alana Glazer.
Alana Glazer.
Broad City fame.
And she seems like a super fan at first, but she's really just like tricking him.
Yeah, she's dressed like the Grinch. She's got like a Grinchy jacket on. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm the Grinch. I hate Christmas.
And then, she said she's also Hans Gruber.
Oh, yeah. She's like, my idol is the Grinch, Hans Gruber from Die Hard, and she says someone else.
Yeah. But so then they kind of like hit on each other, and then they hook up in the bathroom.
It's very explicit.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And then we forgot the so when they were eating Chinese food, Anthony Mackie calls Oh, his, yeah. His other teammate. C-Money,
the Messiah.
Yeah.
There's a football player named the Messiah.
And then
I'm not well-versed in football, so I don't know if these are football cameos or not, but...
No, that guy was... He's an actor. Oh, okay. He's been in other stuff.
Yeah. What does he ask him for?
He asks Anthony Mackie to bring him weed.
Half a pound.
Half of, is that what it was?
That's what they say. I don't remember. I don't think they have that. That's actually what they get.
Yeah, that was, it looks Seth very small.
Seth Rogen's all pumped. He's like, I got you covered. With
a little box. Pulls out a little tiny joint. One joint. So then...
Oh, did they go meet Mr. Green for the first time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This happens before the bar. Oh, my God.
So then...
He meets him in front of their high school. And the reason it's like, why are we meeting in front of our old high school? It's like, he'll only meet you in a place he's seen you before. He used to sell drugs to him as a kid.
So then Anthony Mackie has they each have their own moment of
with Mr. Green.
Of like enlightenment.
Oh yeah, because it's like the joint of Christmas present, the weed of Christmas past.
Yeah.
And then it's like the future.
Yeah.
Oh no, whatever.
So Anthony Mackie is it's his turn turt. Or is
his turn turt.
It's his turn first. So then he goes in the car and he smokes this weed with
Michael
Mr.
Shannon
Green.
Being weird as hell.
Yeah, he's so good, though.
What does he say? He's like, is this weed's for the Messiah? He's like, there's only one Messiah. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So he has his little moment of enlightenment of the present. He teaches him that he's supposed to be in the present. So then they get the weed from Mr. Green. And then... Alana Glazer going back to the bar where he meets Alana Glazer and illicitly has sex with her in the bathroom.
Very explicitly.
He's
at one point, oh no, because before that, Seth Rogen comes out, his nose is bleeding from all the cocaine and it drips into Mindy Kaling's drink.
Yes.
And she runs to the bathroom and knocks and Alana Glazer's like, can't you
hear? Oh yeah, he's yeah, like, and they're
what's
in
your
there.
Problem? People are fucking in here.
So she steals the weed that they got from Mr. Green, but they don't know that yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I made it clear. Mindy Kaling drinks Seth Rogen's cocaine blood.
Yes. So then, so Joseph Gordon-Levitt is talking to Diana, was it Diana or Diane?
It's Lizzie Kaplan.
It's Diana.
His ex-girlfriend.
So they're kind of rekindling. They're talking.
They find out they're both going to the Nutcracker Ball.
They both got tickets.
There's that really it's kind of like a heartbreaking moment where she goes to leave and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like, look at that. And they're both under the mistletoe. And she's like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. So then they go outside and they realize that the weed is stolen. And then, so they have to get more weed from Mr. Green.
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be another place where they've seen them before. So they go to Chris's house.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to see my mom.
It's like, oh, you just don't want to lose a GoldenEye.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, well, we're there. We can play GoldenEye on the N64. And then, so they go to Chris's house.
They sneak in.
Yeah.
There's that great joke because his mom has that short, God damn it, that shrine to Chris where it's like all of his trophies and
stuff.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Chris, did you die in that house?
So now it's Seth Rogen's turn to be enlightened by Mr. Green.
And then they're like, he's like, I'll do it. I'll go get more weed.
Yeah, yeah. So he has to go outside.
Well, it's like, can you even walk? Is like, even better. I can fly.
Yeah. And then what was his? His was the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his is the future.
And then, so I forget what his vision was
they smoke it and then they go into they're in a strip club.
Yeah, with his wife.
Yeah,
and
they're watching their daughter. Yeah. Because it's 18 years later and he's watching his daughter strip. And Jillian Bell, their mom's he's like, pop that pussy. Yeah. She's throwing the money at her daughter.
He's like, don't pop that pussy,
don't
please.
You gotta keep it in place. But I love it because Mr. Green, it's a vision. He's like, I'm gonna go get a drink, maybe a lap dance.
Yeah.
And then the way he gets him out of the vision, he's like, hey, look at my finger. Look at my finger. Now get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah. So then after he goes back inside, his phone starts ringing.
Britney Spears.
And which was weird. I knew something was up when that ringtone played.
Oh, yeah.
So then it wakes up Chris's mom.
And they act like it's a Christmas surprise.
And he has to confront his mom. And then she's like, oh, let me make you dinner. You guys are hungry. Let me make you something. And then they're at this.
She's hilarious. Like,
yeah, she's so funny. And then, so they're having dinner, and like Seth Rogen's like tripping, like, oh, she's like this tentacle monster.
Yeah. Then he gets the infamous text. He gets a picture of a dick.
Yep.
And what he thinks is his phone. It's from a guy named James. He's like, you like the dick? And he's having an inner monologue. He's like, oh my god. He's like, that is a nice dick. He's like, yeah, I do like that dick. You want to suck it?
I wish I had one like that.
It's like, I've never sucked a dick before.
To be totally honest, though, I touched one. And
he's like, you're going to suck a dick tonight. And he's like, well, look at me. I'm sucking my first dick tonight.
So then they go outside to the limo again because they gotta get going.
Yeah.
And then... who do they see?
The Grinch.
They see the super fan Grinch.
With the weed.
Stealing money out of one of those red...
the Salvation Army thing. Yeah. And she, like, gives her whole speech. Like, she, like, knocks presents out of a guy's hand.
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
I hate Christmas.
Yeah.
That's where she's like, my boy Hans Gruber.
So then, this is where everyone kind of splits up.
Well, no, they do the car chase first. They're all in the limo.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
With Joshua, the red
driver. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she runs away. She steals the second weed that they got, too. So then they all get in the limo, and they're all like, go, go, go. And then so they chase her.
She mentioned the whole time, like, almost every 10 minutes, Chris is, like, getting on his Instagram and posting a live
video. Oh, I know.
Because he's like, my social media presence is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's at the end, he's always like, make sure you drink Red Bull. I'm recording this on the Sony XL.
Yeah. But there was one part, I don't know if you saw it, where he was doing that, and then Seth Rogen puts
the
dick in
the
bag.
He's like, look at this dick.
And then he goes, don't drink Red Bull. And then... but he does, that part was like really, whenever he did that, was like really real. Because like, that's exactly what those people sound like.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at me, Sony XL.
Like they're these influencer people.
Seth Rogen just shows them the dick.
But it's like, I don't know, it's like this weird...
Oh, at this point, Seth Rogen's realized that he switched phones with Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, so because they call... Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they know that they switched phones. So then...
They embark on a high-speed chase with Joshua. He's like, Nathan Fielder, and he's like, hold my hand, Joshua. He's like, you're my guy. He's like, I'm your guy. And he's like, chugging Red Bull. Yeah. He's like, run this red light.
So then they run it, and then they get slammed by a truck that just keeps going.
And Joshua's just crying. He's like, I messed up.
Yeah. So then they get out. And that's the last time that we see him.
Joshua. Yeah. Yeah, he's great, though.
So they all get out, and then this is when they all split up.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie's like, I gotta go get my weed. I'll meet you guys at the F train. Isaac, Seth Rogen.
So he goes to go chase her.
Where does Seth Rogen go?
Seth Rogen...
because he's using the Find My iPhone map.
Yeah, so he's going to go get his phone.
Yeah. And
he thinks.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt just left on his own to sadly prepare for the Nutcracker Ball.
Yeah.
Is this where he fights the Santas?
No, not yet. Because at first, this is going to be a long talk about this. So Isaac Isaac is like, I can't see where my phone is.
So
the whole
so
screen is like wobbling around.
And he walks up to a nice man with a beard named Spencer. Who offers to help him check the iPhone out. And he has him hold his staff. And then Spencer also has two dogs that can talk. And he has a whole... interracial family.
And then it cuts to them, and it's just a nativity scene.
They're stacked. And what do they happen to be in front of but the church that his wife is taking her family to for midnight mass?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's wearing a giant sweater with the Star of David on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really messed up.
So then they go inside, and he's trying so hard to get through this this whole service. And
he's like, oh god, who's that guy? It's Jesus.
He like puts his hands out like a wing. He's like, who's that guy?
And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So then he's like, oh god, oh, I'm gonna throw up. He's like, he thinks he's gonna throw up. So he's like, where's the barf bag? And he's throwing out all the
when he's doing he's doing the Jewish prayers. He's like, like, not here. What? I'm praying. And then, he's like, hallelujah. It's like, not that kind of church.
No. But then when he puts his arms up like a bird, he's like, oh, who's that guy? And she goes, Jesus. And he goes, yeah, the guy. He's like, puts his hands out like
he'd been crucified.
And then he goes, is that what they think we did to him?
He's like, yeah.
So then. So then he gets up and he runs out of the pew.
She's like,
pew.
He's gagging and she's like, he's like, you swallow it like a girl.
Yeah. So then he gets up and he throws up in the aisle and everyone's like, oh. And then he looks up and he goes, we didn't kill Jesus. We didn't do that. And he runs out.
Oh my God, my face hurts from laughing.
I know, me too. And then it cuts to Ethan with the drunk Santas. I didn't know who one of the guys was, but what is that face for? What is
that? What? Was that just the grounds?
Yeah, you might have got a few in there. Why?
Oh, no, it's fine. I just didn't... it looked like mud.
I got it in mine, too.
Oh, no, I was just making sure it was supposed to be there.
So then...
Sorry, coffee talk.
So then Ethan runs into the drunk Santas. One of them is Jason Mantzoukas.
I recognize the other guy, but he's not like... I've seen him in other stuff, but... They're pissing like on the ground. Yeah. And he's like,
it just seemed like classic New York City.
And he's like, you're disrespecting the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck you, man. You're probably just mad because like you don't have any friends and your parents don't want to spend time with you. And then he punches Jason Mantzoukas. And then the other mm-hmm. Santa grabs him. He's like, I don't think this is about us. I think you're going through some other shit. You took it out on us. I don't want to hurt you. And Jason Mantzoukas is like, I do. He's fucking sucker punching.
And then
He's like, you guys are just a bunch of no-bit drunks. He's like, I'm a dental hygienist, moron. And he's like, I'm a third-grade teacher. I shape the minds of our youth, motherfucker.
And then, so then they walk away, and then he's just kind of beat up, and then it cuts to Chris chasing the Grinch, and he chases her up a building, and
like
then...
hardcore and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And
before that, when like they first find her, she throws like micro machines down. It's like, we just got home alone.
Yeah.
She has like the one sticky hand, like, Sticky Bandit's my hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She does say that. The Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits. So then.
They're on the roof and she just pulls a live rat out of her jacket. Throws it
what? I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? No. She stops and she's opens her jacket. She's got a live rat. She throws it at the Mackie.
She's so good. She needs to be in more stuff.
Oh my God, she's great.
So then she goes, this is how my man Hans Gruber went out.
And well, she says something before
yeah,
that.
She says, yeah.
Like, why are you wasting so much time with me?
You should be with your friends.
And then she jumps off the building, mm-hmm. like Hans Gruber and Die Hard. She just lands in trash.
Yeah. And then that's the last time we see her.
Yeah, that's so good, though. Any Hans Gruber reference, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. So then they meet up at the subway, and they're kind of all pissed off at each other.
Yeah,
well, except for Seth Rogen. He's still, like, crazy on drugs.
Yeah, they're like, why'd you get beat up? And it's like, because you guys got to talk to Joseph, because like, you guys left me.
So they're all kind of airing their grievances, like,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt brings up that they know that Anthony Mackie's been using steroids.
Yep.
Because I guess at his age, like, again, I don't understand football, but I guess 34 is usually when football players retire?
I guess so, that's what he said.
And it's like, there's no way you've suddenly became so good so fast. He's using steroids, and he's like, everyone uses steroids.
Yeah, and then he tells Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, you need to grow up. Yeah.
And Seth Rogen's like, stop it, guys. Don't do this.
Like, I'm so high.
And then Anthony Mackie's like, I'm taking off this racist Christmas sweater. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, you don't take off that sweater.
Yeah. So then they get to this stop, and they go to Brooklyn. The party's in Brooklyn.
They come across a convenience store that's well lit. And did you recognize the guy who runs it from Master of None? He plays Aziz Ansari's friend's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was like his real dad in Master of None.
I don't think it. I think it's only Aziz Ansari's real parents.
Oh, like his...
Yeah. Those are Aziz Ansari's real parents. But his friend, I don't think those are his real parents. Because I've seen that guy in other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, oh my God, Aziz Ansari's dad's so funny.
Yeah. So then it's behind the store. Like, they give the tickets to the guy.
They walk into a beer freezer.
Yeah.
Or a beer cooler. You don't freeze beer unless you want it to explode, I guess.
And then it's like, behind the store. Like, they go through this whole tunnel of Christmas lights.
And they ride on, like, a Nutcracker sleigh or something.
Then they get to the party, which is awesome.
You hear the bass starting to drop.
Yeah.
And as soon as they walk in, it's like, just like, boom.
Such an awesome moment.
Yeah.
Like that's how I want
to
go
to
the party.
I would go to that party.
Yeah. So then they all split up again. So Chris goes to his football guys.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
And he's like, oh man, I didn't get your weed. He's like, don't worry about it. We got a whole sleigh full of it. And he's yeah. Like, what? And he's
like, oh, that part pissed me off. I was like, God, you're making Anthony Mackie do all this work. So then Isaac gets his phone back from Sarah.
Oh God!
And he's like, But he's like, or she goes, "You didn't look at my phone, did you?" And he's like, "No, I didn't look at your phone."
Congratulations!
But yeah,
it's a nice dick.
And then she's like, "Oh, really? Do you think I can handle it?"
He's like, "I've been thinking about it all the time. I think I can handle it."
And then
James Franco pops up. It's been James Franco's dick the whole night. And then him and Seth Rogen pretty much fall in love with each other.
Yeah, like...
I wonder if this guy's hairy all over.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
And then they start dancing.
Yeah.
I love that. And, like, Mindy Kaling's in the middle, but Seth Rogen and, like,
yeah.
James Franco are, like, holding hands. And they're like, oh, my God, I think I'm getting lucky tonight.
And then Ethan finds... Miley Cyrus,
yeah,
of all people.
Which earlier, when they first meet up with Diane, his ex-girlfriend, in the beginning, they talk about how much she loves Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. So that's the precedent for that.
And she makes a funny Hannah Montana joke.
Oh, yeah. It's like stop calling me Miley Cyrus. Yeah. It's like, what do I call you? Hannah. And there's a silence. She's like, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
She's actually really funny.
Yeah, she was really funny. So then Chris's football friends see the video of him doing karaoke. And they're like, oh, who are these guys? And then he's like, oh, those are just some make-a-wish kids. So he lies to them because he's embarrassed about his old friends, which
that's so good.
Obviously he makes up for. And then we hear the somber tones of
Wrecking Ball
star.
When Joseph Gordon-Levitt's talking to Miley Cyrus, he accidentally agrees to propose to Diane, his ex-girlfriend, on stage during Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
She sings this first verse, then Joseph Gordon-Levitt comes out.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know the words.
And then they do an awesome duet.
Yeah, and then he proposes.
This whole scene is so awkward. Like, I had my hands on my head. I'm like, oh my God. It's so awkward.
But so then he proposes to Diane. Diana? I keep forgetting.
So Lizzie Kaplan.
It's Diana.
And she's surrounded by people going, say yes. Yeah. So she's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then like he runs out and grabs her and the song kicks back in. It's triumphant.
Yeah.
But then his two friends see that and they're like, oh no, we need to go help him.
Yeah. So last week I went to New York and we went to the Rockefeller tree.
I went to New York, like the state. Wow.
Yeah, And we went to the Rockefeller tree, and then while we were just standing there, and I was taking a picture of my girlfriend with like the new portrait mode, like cool. And then right next to us, like this guy just like got on his knee and like proposed. Like everyone got in a circle.
Oh, damn.
It was like really awkward.
You should have messed it up.
I don't think I could have done that. But he gave his phone to someone else and was like, hey, can you like take a picture of or take a video of us or whatever? And then he like did it and everyone was like, oh,
you should have.
It just felt weird.
Yeah,
like,
it feels forced.
Yeah, like there's so many people around.
I wouldn't like clap. No. I'd be like, oh, congratulations.
Well, I don't think I just kind of watched. That was the first live proposal I've ever seen. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a live proposal.
It's very strange. So then, but I felt the pressure though. Everyone's like, yeah, say yes. Like, you can't say no.
Then like he takes her aside and he's like, so I don't.
I didn't even hear her say yes.
Oh, she does. She goes, yeah.
No, I mean in real life.
Oh,
I didn't hear the girl.
She probably, what if she didn't?
I don't know, but I guess she like shook her head maybe because he just got up and then they kissed and whatever.
Oh God.
But yeah. Anyway, back to the movie.
He takes Lizzie Kaplan aside and he's like, I'm sorry, I don't have a ring. And she's like, are you kidding me? And then they have this
we're not getting married.
Big emotional moment. Like, you can't use me as your fallback because your friends are moving on. And
yeah.
It's real sad.
So then Chris.
The crucifixion.
Yes, Chris and Isaac. Well, Isaac is like really high, and he runs into one of Chris's the Messiah,
the football
and he's like,
guy.
Oh my God, you're the Messiah! Like, oh, he doesn't mention that he knows Chris though.
Oh yeah, he's just like, yeah, thanks, man.
So then he like trips or something.
He like throws a giant ornament into another guy.
Yeah,
hits the waiter, and then the wine glass breaks.
And then, he goes right through his...
And then he pierces, he literally crucifies the Messiah to the giant Christmas tree.
And he's like, oh no, not again, no, it's like, happening.
Look what he did. He crucified the Messiah. He's like, oh God.
So then Chris comes over, and he's like all the guys are like, who are you? And then Chris is like, he's my friend.
And he starts live streaming it, and he's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, because like, they have like a big posse of the football players, and he's like, who follows C. Chris Money on Instagram? And
yeah.
They all raise their hands, like, yeah. Put your hands down.
He's like, TMZ's going to eat us up in 10 minutes. And then, so they both get kicked out. And then...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets his moment with Mr. Green.
Yep, he goes up to the roof.
Who we need to... At the beginning, when Anthony Mackie meets up with him, Mr. Green's like, hey, I'm having a party of my own later. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
And Anthony Mackie's like, no, we got something going on.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, man.
Good foreshadowing. Because when he goes up to the roof and sees Mr. Green, he tells him...
That's his party.
Yeah.
Because he watched The Great Gatsby and loved it. The guy just throws parties and no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
And they
so then,
smoke the joint he gets
his weed. He gets his past,
joint of Christmas past. And
yeah,
he has a flashback to the night his parents died.
Yeah, and that's when
they make their plans.
Yeah, they make the Christmas pact, their rituals or whatever.
And then, probably the best line in the movie is like, they're like, so what'd you think of Miley? Huh? Great. And it's like, yeah, she was pretty good. He's like, we both know Miley was flawless.
Yeah. And then, so Ethan and Isaac get kicked out, and then...
They're fighting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer bodyguards.
Yeah, and then he's like, they're like, no, we gotta go back in there and get our friend, and then...
We'll never leave without him. We love him.
They hear him on the roof.
It's like all purposely exaggerated for the scene, because he's
yeah.
like, my friends don't care about me. And
yeah.
Like, just listen, and they're like,
yeah.
we love our friend Ethan, we'll never leave without
yeah.
him.
So then he notices them, and they're like, get down here, we gotta go. And then while they were leaving, Isaac gets a pregnancy scare from his wife. She goes into labor.
Well, they go to that bench and they have that like emotional talk where they're like the next morning, they're like, you know, it's going to be harder to be friends when you're older, but we can make it work. And it's
oh,
like, I
yeah.
love you guys.
Yeah.
Do you know that scene was shot in the summer?
No.
Yeah, I remember hearing like, they're like, someone's like, whoa, Seth Rogen and them are shooting a scene for their Christmas movie in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to film it in the either have to film it a year
yeah.
beforehand
or
in the
off season.
I just
think it's funny. It's just great. Like,
yeah.
All the fakes and all. Movie magic. You guys probably aren't even aware. Did you know that snow isn't real in all movies?
That's not true. All movies?
All movies.
All movies.
Actually, fun fact. You know, the first Halloween, they shot that in Santa Barbara or something in California, and they only had one bag of leaves that they had to keep collecting up and literally spreading all over the place to make it look like October.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
So then he gets the pregnancy scare, and they go to the hospital. And then this is where they all kind of come clean to everyone that they
yeah.
need to. Like, Isaac comes clean to his
he
wife.
He shows his wife the video.
Yeah, shows her the video.
She thinks it's hilarious. That
yeah.
It's like, he's like, I thought...
She
I
took it extremely well. I
yeah.
feel like any other wife
well,
that
well,
saw that...
Well,
it
kind of makes sense, because she's like, I've been
no,
thinking
that's...
all this shit to myself, too.
Yeah, but she... You'd still be... You'd be mad if you were, like... I don't know. I thought she
and
took it a
like,
little
are you,
too well.
Are you still fucked up right now? He's like, I'm a little fucked up. You
he's
look like
you
a
look
dragon.
Dragon.
And she's like laughing, like, rah, and he's like, oh, God.
And then Chris comes clean to his mom about the steroids. And
well, is that great? Because like earlier she's like, I'm going to get a park in New York City dedicated to you. And he's like, Mom, that park's full of crackheads.
Right.
And later it's like, he comes clean about the drugs. And it's like, so we're probably going to have to take down that park now, right? He's like, fuck that park. It's full of crackheads.
Yeah. And then Ethan goes to reconcile with
Diana. A.K.A. Diane, A.K.A. Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah. And then they do. I mean,
like
he's like, I should have grown up earlier.
He's like, I'm sorry. Because the whole thing is he didn't want to meet her parents. He didn't want to make them
yeah.
take them. And he's like, finally.
Because he has parent issues, obviously.
He's like, but I love you. I want to bear your children. You want to bear my children. I know I'm not saying this right or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, can I come in? It's like, let's do yeah. your. It's like, I want to do your parents. And she's like, really? And he's like, if you're going to fuck my dad doggy style, he has weak knees.
So then it.
It's like, please come in and have sex with my mother and my father.
So then it does a fade out to white and. Comes to one year later and
They're all happy.
Yeah, they're at a big Christmas dinner.
They sing a acapella lullaby version of Christmas in Hollis to Isaac's baby.
Yep. And then the three...
oh no, we need to mention Mr. Green's big moment when they think that Isaac's wife's going into labor, like, we need a car, and they're like, there's Mr. Green's car with the keys in it.
Yeah.
And they get in
That's how they get to the hospital,
and
right?
Then Mr. Green's standing there, he's like, I think I finally earned these. And he grows angel wings and fucking flies away.
Yeah, that was awesome. He's my favorite character.
He's so good.
For sure, yeah.
He's so good.
And then it ends with Tracy Morgan closing the book.
He's playing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He's been narrating this whole time. He's talking to his elves.
And then we find out that Mr. Green is one of his kids.
Yeah, and he's like, thanks, Pops.
Yeah, you did great. You did a great job. And then that's the end.
And then he's like, kick it or something. And like a cool rap song starts playing.
Yeah, it's really like such a good Christmas movie.
It's so good.
Like, it's so funny. And
it's very heartfelt. I teared up a bit at the end.
Yeah, I probably would have if I wasn't watching it with someone else. But
it's fucking, you don't cry with other people.
No, I like to save my tears.
Like, if you saw like E.T. when you saw E.T. with your girlfriend, you didn't cry?
No.
I fucking weep. I can't watch that movie and be...
I mean, I had a huge...
good. I'm like...
I had a huge smile on my face.
Thing, you know, I'm freaking like...
She hates when I go.
Like,
ouch. Whenever I get hurt, I go, ouch, and she hates it. Ouch, ouch.
Be good.
Be good.
So yeah, Night Before.
Elliot.
It's a great movie.
Elliot.
Phone
home.
Put it in my butt, Elliot.
Okay, all right, we're done.
Jonathan Levine, the guy who directed it, he's actually a really good director. Have you seen 50-50?
Yeah.
I still need to see The Whackness.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And yeah.
Then he made Warm Bodies, which is good.
Yeah.
And
I think which one do you do first? 50-50 or Warm Bodies?
50-50.
Okay, yeah. I think The Whackness was like a good jumping off point. It's really just, it's...
Well, he has a movie before that called All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, but I haven't seen it yet. But
yeah, The Whackness is just like really indie. It's kind of awkward, but...
It has a great soundtrack. I've never seen the movie, but the song, I got Summertime by Will Smith.
Yeah, the Josh Peck does a good job in it.
Well, I know something weird. The first thing that I noticed after I watched this movie was that Will Smith had an Instagram. So I transitioned straight from this movie to looking at Will Smith's social media presence.
You didn't know that? He got it like a week ago.
It's great.
Yeah.
He had like a Christmas sweater where it's like Rudolph's butt and it's like Mary Dingleberry's.
Did pooping. You see the one where he showed his nipple?
No.
Because, okay, so when he got his Instagram like a week ago, Justin Timberlake posted something that was like, everyone welcome my friend Will Smith to Instagram. This is a Throwback Thursday picture. And then he was like, a Throwback Thursday, Will, is when you post a picture that's from the past.
He's giving him lessons on Instagram.
Yeah, and then Will Smith posted a video where he's like, hey, thanks, man. Like, I know what a Throwback Thursday is. I'm not living in a cave. And then he's like, I heard you're doing the Super Bowl. Just try to not do one of these. And then he like
lifts up his shirt.
Showed his nipple. And then he's like, I'm just kidding, man. Like, he's like, all right, I'll see you. And then,
I love Will Smith. Good.
So then,
so yeah, the movie, it's a
really good,
I love because I know a lot of people have problems with some modern comedies where it's just like crude, like gross, like sexual humor. But the thing about, like, I've noticed a lot of the ones that Seth Rogen's involved in, there's crude humor, but it's not like at the expense of like women, like, oh, I'm gonna go, you know, it's all like almost like semi-homoerotic. It's almost like, it's almost like straight dudes coming to the terms where it's okay to be like a little
homoerotic. Like all the dick stuff.
Yeah, it's very progressive. Like in most movies, he'd get the dick pics. He'd be like, "Oh my god!" He'd like throw up. Like, "Oh my god, it's a dick!" Like, he even has that moment where he's showing Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's like, "Dude, are you gay?" And he's like, "No, man." And he's like, "Are you curious?" He's like, "Who is it?"
Yeah. He's like, "Everyone is."
I love that. Like Neighbors 2. This is the end. They're very like,
yeah.
It's like progressive. There's just like dick jokes, but they're like dick jokes with heart and like meaning behind them almost.
Well, what do you think? What do you think is the heart and meaning behind
A Night Before
this movie? Yeah, what do you think the theming is?
It's like a Christmas Carol, where it's like, you know, as you're growing up, like, you can't forget the things that like made you who you are.
You should,
like,
just take a step back and.
Spirit of Christmas is all about like appreciating what's around you, but also like not taking it for granted. Because I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt takes it for granted that every year he can just like slum it all year and then he can get wasted on Christmas Eve, you know?
Yeah.
Like Anthony Mackie's like, I can do steroids and ignore my family and friends. And then Seth Rogen, he's the most innocent one. He just needs to come to the terms with it's okay to be scared about having a kid.
Yeah.
It's okay to, you know, get fucked up on mushrooms and cocaine. Oh, when did she give him the coins? I haven't done cocaine in 13 years. And she's like, I don't think anyone has.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like, because Ethan, like, he's just afraid that his friends aren't going to hang out with him after this day. Like, yeah, he thinks this is going to be the last day ever.
Yeah, because they've been, like, his parents.
Yeah.
In a way.
And, you know, I think it's just like, I think it's everyone, if you're friends with someone, you just need to make the effort.
Yeah,
to keep yeah, things are
gonna
change.
You're gonna get older.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If it matters,
you really just gotta keep putting in the effort.
Get a random dick sent to your phone. At least, you know, make them feel that person's self conscious. They're putting their dick out there. Obviously, if like you're a girl and someone's sending you a random dick, you should delete it, block that person. But like, say you're a dude, you get a random dick pic. Don't immediately, you know, oh, I hate.
You're not gonna delete it.
Really? I'll be like. You know, dude, this is what I'd do. I'd be like, dude, you sent me the wrong number. But I'm going to be honest. Based on, I mean, I don't have very much experience with dicks. But from what I know of dicks, that's a nice looking dick. You're going to make a woman very happy. They'll probably be like, oh, well, you gay? And I'll be like, no. But
well, okay, so you you heard it here. You heard it here. Send, if you want any critique on your dick, please send it
dick.
To Jeremy.
I prefer not to, but... I'll make an email you can send them to.
Oh, like, God.
Like,
yeah.
Like, dicks, like, ranked 1 through 5 at AOL.com.
So, yeah, if you want your dick critiqued, send it straight to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy Wainwright at hotmail.com.
.com. Yeah, not .org.
Not .org.
But yeah, just Christmas, you know?
All right, so now,
you're gonna pick next
pick
week's,
the next
not next well next episode
you movie. Always say next week.
Fuck you.
yeah let's do the next one. So what I did is I came up with this game.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So where? There's 15 notable people. What's the guy's name? Jonathan Levine. Okay,
yeah.
My autocorrect spelled it wrong.
Oh, that are in the movie.
What?
That yeah, are in this movie.
Yeah, there's 15 notable people. So I gave us each these 15 paper balls.
Oh, jeez.
And then, so what we're going to do...
Oh, God.
...is...
He's standing up, guys. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm getting this bag.
He's going to... What's that bag? Adult video? What's in that
no,
bag?
No, it doesn't say
it's an Apple bag.
It's from the Apple Store.
It's the Apple Store.
Yes, we're going to put it right here.
Adult video.
Okay, so...
Are we going to have, like, several rounds where, like, we each throw them in?
There's going to be 2 rounds.
Okay.
So you have 15.
Yeah.
And there's 15 people.
And whatever one I get in...
Well, no, just how many you get in.
Oh, okay.
Is who we're going to choose. And
what about
then,
you?
So I also have 15.
And how many are we going to add them?
No. So I'm going to dump yours out after, and then I'm going to go. And then how many I get in is, like, what movie we have to do of theirs. Like, their 5th movie, their 6th movie...
Oh, so I decide like which number, and then you're going to decide which movie
yes.
we do.
Yeah.
All right, do you think that'll give us some interesting choices, though?
Probably. A lot of these people, they've done a lot of movies.
All right, well, we'll see. All right, I'll go
you
first.
You go first, yeah.
All right, throw in the first right. one.
Right. Oh, you missed that
throw
one.
In the second one.
Okay.
I know this is... Oh, I got
oh,
it.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah. It's almost, you show
these paper balls are very tiny.
I know this is an audio medium, so this isn't exciting, but let's let you know.
It's exciting.
This is rocking right now.
Oh. So yeah. So he's throwing these tiny little paper balls that I made
yeah.
across the
they're
room
like, like
into
the
a tiny
paper,
bag.
The little paper wasps you would make when you would shoot them at other kids
yeah,
in
like
high
a, with like a rubber band.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Top Gun shirt, but I'm not really...
So far he's got one.
...being a maverick right now. Tom Cruise would be disappointed.
Oh my God. You gotta get
your floor is so fucked up.
My floor?
Well, now it is because I'm throwing paper shit all over it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God.
God damn it. Come on. Oh, that was close.
Jesus. Christ.
Oh, that one didn't
oh,
even
okay.
hit the
I'm
bag.
Gonna tighten these bad boys up.
Is that how many do you have left?
I have 6.
6. All right.
I've gotten 1. Oh my
oh.
God. Can I stand up?
Yeah, you can do whatever. Yeah, do whatever you want. Right.
My God, it's gym class all over again.
I was so sorry. I didn't know it'd be this hard.
Giving me PTSD.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ! Looks like we're gonna be stuck with the first person.
How many do you have left?
Two.
Two. Okay.
I've been doing overhand.
Okay. Yeah. Try underhand.
Oh my God! I got one left.
You're doing too much backboard, I think.
Fuck.
All right. So you got one.
Who's number one on the list?
Jonathan Levine.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We're going to have to do another Jonathan Levine movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we leave it up to chance, and this is what chance gives us.
Okay, so now I'm going
to... So don't come at us like, oh, why is it... It's all chance, you know?
Yeah. What are his movies? His first... I don't think he's done that many, so...
Yeah.
Just... Okay. What are they in order of...
I'm known for?
No, just like all his movies.
As they came out?
Yeah.
Director, okay. So we got number one is All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. Number two is The Wackness. Number three is 50-50. Number four is Warm Bodies. Number five is The Night Before, so we'll skip that. So number five is actually Snatched.
Okay.
God, I hope we don't get snatched. Those are the only movies he has.
Okay.
So, if you make five in, then we gotta watch Snatched.
Have you seen it?
No, have you?
No.
Yeah. I heard it wasn't good.
But, oh, no.
Well, I mean, we haven't had an episode about a movie we didn't like yet, so. Well, we might like it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm going number one.
Go all in.
Oh, this is actually harder than
if you don't get any in?
Then we just go with number one.
That's boring. We should make it like if you don't get any in, we have to like move on to the next person on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
How about let's make the rules really, really weird and random.
Whatever you want.
Listen to this. If you don't get any in,
okay,
we have to watch the B movie.
Oh. God. Oh, no. Now I really want to get these in. Oh, no.
Everything that's said on here is sacred.
No, they went behind it.
It did?
I think so.
Are we still in danger of getting stung by the bee movie?
Oh, shit. Oh, no, this is so much harder than I thought.
Maybe I shouldn't have raised the stakes so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How many do you have left?
I have six.
For the love of God.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, God. At least we don't have to watch the bee movie.
Oh my God, this is so hard.
Yeah, maybe I would have put in like been able to do it more if I knew the stakes were so high.
Oh no, one more.
Right. Does that go in?
I don't.
Let me check. If there's three in there.
All right, he's looking in the bag.
There's only two.
All right, so we're doing Mandy Lane.
All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, okay. Which was on Netflix.
Oh,
I've heard it's actually a pretty good movie. It's like a slasher movie that he made. It has a. Amber Heard in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Heard, you know Amber. Have you heard of Amber Heard?
Yeah,
she's good.
Okay,
I've heard it's good. It'll be a nice little surprise. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do that.
Next week is All the Boys Love Mandy Lane.
Not next week. It's in
next
2 weeks.
Bi-weekly podcast.
God damn it! Don't you know what we do here?
But happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy late Thanksgiving.
All right.
Happy Boxing Day, whatever that is.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. What should I say?
And...
Wrecking Ball.
We're done.